Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Roxy, what are you doing?
Getting ready for the
part yet.
I was getting ready for the dance move.
Oh, okay.
I wanted all the after buzzers to see me really grooving.
Yeah.
T, you totally blew up my spot.
There's just no music on yet, so you look kind of crazy.
I was ready for it. What's up, after buzzers? Welcome to the original Season 3, Episode 12, Dead Angels. I'm Roxy Stryer with the awesome dance moves. You can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer alongside Katie Says Yay, Katie Campbell.
Hey, you can find me on Twitter at Katie E.E. Campbell. That's Katie with three E's Campbell.
Do you think that shimmy is better, Tiana Hobson? Do you?
I'm just saying at least there's music on now.
Yeah, all right. Our chat mistress, Tiana Hobson, got a cool shimmy.
Yeah. A little bit. Sorry, I love you, Roxy. Hi, everyone. Tiana Hobson here. I'm in the YouTube live chat right now, talking to everybody. You guys are already way ahead of me, and you can find me on Twitter at the Tiana Hobson. Roxy, those dance moves are way sick.
This is
too sick.
Wait, let's do the wave together. Ready? I'll go like this, and you go. No, Katie,
it's coming back.
You gotta do.
Oh,
it's coming back.
It's coming back.
You guys join us at home. Do the wave. Do the wave.
I just lost it. I messed it up.
I made Zach put the song on for the entirety of it too. So this song played at the end of the episode, and I feel like it really got me in the mood for tonight's after show.
Wait a second. Sorry, Roxy. Nicholas Kelly knows this song. He wrote Toki Monsta, Put It Down.
Yeah.
Roxy's now obsessed with this song.
Whatever it is. Yeah, because it makes me want to groove. And started this episode, which was a bomb episode, I thought. I was really excited about tonight. In general, how did we feel over there?
I liked it.
Katie kind of had a frown when she said that,
you know,
too.
I'm just a little annoyed with Kimmy's decisions, but I understand her wanting to get revenge. She's upset. She's dead. She's a vampire now. You know, she didn't want that, so she's mad at Aurora. But I was just, she needs to work with everybody.
I don't even know how you can complain when these are the, like,
okay,
the vibes going on. But I do, I hear you with the Cammy stuff, and we'll definitely get into it. Tiana, overall thoughts?
I enjoyed the episode. I'm just going to dance while I'm talking right now. It's
I
not distracting at all.
No, it's good.
No, I enjoyed the episode for tonight that we're discussing, and I agree with Katie. Cammy did piss me off. I yelled at my TV. We'll get into it later.
You gotta say it to the beat. Cammy lied.
Cammy pissed me off, and she really told me off, and then I'm going to rap, but I can't because I got no skills. What?
I thought that was pretty skilled. And you dropped the mic right when Toki Monsta dropped the mic. Is that his name?
Toki Monsta.
All right, guys. Let's get into specifics. Let's break this down right now. Starting with everything White Oak related. Also, can we just take a minute to say how perfect that timing was? We just finished Overall Thoughts, and the music ended. Zach almost planned that in the booth. Awesome drop right there. Okay, so with this White Oak stake, or actually, can we even call it that right now? Should we call it the White Oak horse?
The little horse trinket.
The White Oak horse. In this whole chase, who is it that you guys want to obtain the White Oak horse?
Klaus.
Okay. How come?
Because they need to be protected, and Cammy thinks she knows what she's doing, but she's so new as a vampire, and she's just not really clearly thinking. She's got this vengeance on her mind, and she doesn't know what she's up against. And I think Klaus would have it in a safer spot. It wouldn't have even been out and about, and there wouldn't be this problem if she didn't take it.
All right. What about you, T?
I'm with Katie that I just think that the Michelson brothers should have it because it's what controls their lifeline, so they're the only people I trust with it.
Are you guys ever feeling like this, though? Because today, when we hear everybody complaining about the White Oak and all the both the brothers, and they're like, it's our lives, we need this. Everybody else has a million things out there that can kill them. Everybody. Like, just a simple dagger can kill any vampire, or anything way less than that can kill a human. So, when you're sitting there and there's one thing, I kind of don't feel that bad for you.
I get what you're talking about. I understand that.
Wouldn't you want the White Oak horse in the hands of the people that, yeah, you're sired to them right now, so they have to be safe. You don't want somebody attacking them with that. Wouldn't you want it with them anyway?
Yeah, but everybody's going to want it with a different sire. That's the problem. They would want it with Marcel more than they would want it with Klaus, but Klaus's people want it with Klaus.
Well, that's because of the prophecy, because mm-hmm. it's won by friend, foe, and family, so everyone's still thinking that way. I still think that Rebecca being put to sleep by her brother, I think that still counts as the family one, so I think there's only foe and friend out there. But I agree that I just think that this is who it directly affects, and if they die, everyone dies. So ultimately, you want it to be somewhere everyone thinks they deserve to have it because they want to keep protect it from them. But what's to say that one of them isn't gonna get it stolen and it still be used?
Has the prophecy been filled in that part of it? Because
Katie, it depends on who you ask. Because a prophecy is just that, a prophecy. In Tiana's mind, the prophecy has been mostly filled. In my
one
mind,
of them.
Yeah, part of the prophecy. In some people's minds, it's all been filled because, according to them, when Elijah was daggered that one time, that counted too. So it just depends on what you count. That's the problem with the prophecy.
Rebecca was daggered twice. The first time was by Aya, so that's foe. Then Elijah by Marcel is friend, and then Rebecca again is family. So I feel like that part of it
could all already have been filled.
Yeah.
I just think it depends on who you ask. I want to know from you guys in the chat and on YouTube and over on iTunes, how are you feeling? Who do you want to end up with the White Oak stake? And do you feel like this prophecy, there's still more to come true, or do you think that it's already been fulfilled? Definitely make sure you guys leave a comment so we know how you're feeling.
Got a little feedback. Nadira,
in the chat.
Nadira G says, that is crazy. They shouldn't let someone else keep the White Oak. They are tripping. LOL. I agree with
Who's
her.
Who's they? Roxy? Tripping?
Maybe Roxy's tripping, but that's just a whole other discussion.
Did they see my dad? I'm just confused because I really feel like I was grooving, not tripping. Yeah.
Ahmad Kwawam? Sorry, I'm butchering these names.
That's
Elijah's
okay.
foe, which is Aurora, Klaus's friend, which is Cammy. So he's saying that Elijah's foe would be Aurora.
Okay.
Klaus's friend is Cammy, and those are the last two things that need to happen.
Got it. All mm-hmm. right. So a lot of different opinions on this one. I wonder if we'll ever even know for sure. I feel like they might leave it open-ended at some point.
I feel like they might, too, only because I've been kind of reading up on what's to come, and there's already talk of someone else coming into town to threaten them.
And you have some news and gossip for us?
Well, I don't know because I just kind of skimmed the article, but it's just like there's already another threat that's on its way to the originals, to New Orleans, and we still haven't even gotten past this threat yet with the Strix and Aurora and Lucien and just
the big bad is coming.
Yeah.
We've been saying that for 3 seasons now, and I feel like we've had 45 big bads.
Well, yeah, but there's so much history that these originals from the time that they became vampires to now, there's so many enemies to play with.
Mm. Yeah, there are a lot, which I love. I love not exactly knowing about the prophecy, not knowing who's the biggest enemy, not always knowing what side Marcel is on, all of that. Those are the good questions that you ask in a TV show. Mm-hmm. So I'm all about it. Let's go into Cammy because, Katie, I know you're not feeling so happy about her. And I hate to even put it on you because I love watching you smile, but what's up with this Cammy thing?
You know, I still love her. I just feel like she needs a little bit of time to know how to become a vampire. And this vengeance, like I said, is on her mind and it's clouding her judgment. And the thing that she needs to do is
similar to Caroline.
Well,
sorry.
But they're two different characters.
Mm-hmm.
And
I agree. One of them should be with Klaus. One of them should not.
It's all right. So Cammy and Klaus, you know, I still think there's something there, but there's a lot of issues going on right now, and she knows there's something there, though. She's kind of using that to play it against Klaus.
Definitely. I feel like becoming a vampire has made her more intelligent and also more manipulative. Mm-hmm. And those two things are dangerous together.
Yeah.
T, how are you feeling about Cammy this episode?
What made me angry with Cammy is that I feel that she is a minor league player trying to step up to the big leagues a little too soon.
Can you snap after you say that? Thank you. Because I completely agree.
Like, she thought she was doing something that was going to go great. She's trying to out-manipulate Klaus. Plan backfires because she's not thinking like Klaus, which is, it's never just the two players in the game. There's always that other force that you have to kind of think ahead to, even though you don't know the threat is there. You don't know these witches are looking for this, mm-hmm. but you know that this is something that everyone wants and they want to figure it out. And she wasn't thinking big enough to actually execute a good plan. And that's why you don't go up against Klaus when you're a baby vamp.
She cannot play with the big boys yet.
No.
You need to sit down and relax and check out how life works as a vampire before you do any of this. I know she's confident in herself. She knows she would never use the White Oak stake or the White Oak horse to hurt any of the originals. But it's not her say whether she gets to keep it or not. It's like those drivers that get on the road and they're like, I'll never get in a crash because I trust myself behind the wheel. You can trust yourself all you want, but how are you going to trust all the other drivers?
Yep.
You can't. So how can she trust all these other drivers? She just wasn't thinking about it.
Did Klaus tell her that she wasn't allowed to have her dark objects?
He said, first he tried to return a third of them. And then,
no, I mean, beforehand.
Last week, he took them away from her and was like, no, you shouldn't have these. Because she was acting rash and she wasn't ready for that kind of responsibility. Yes, she wants to protect herself, but you're a vampire now. So you have a lot more to fall back on. You're not the fragile human who needs this stuff. You're a vampire who can actually defend yourself if you would listen to freaking Klaus and let him help you learn how to be a vampire.
She's upset because he's treating her like a newborn baby, but that's essentially what she is. She's a newborn vamp. So, do you trust babies with a bunch of dark objects? No. As we saw tonight, she was so careless using that dark object, and it didn't even help her. She was just
helped her a little.
Not really. It helped her not die, but didn't help her get the White Oak horse.
Right, but it helped her for a second.
Okay, so is that what we should do? Just, like, darken our souls for those seconds? How many dark objects are you going to use? Is she just going to turn into a miserable person who's relying on this? It's not good to use dark objects. Mm-hmm. Just feel like she has no idea what she's doing. And Vincent he's not even pushing her. He was trying to push her in the right direction, but he's not pushing her hard enough because he's her friend, and I think he's afraid of pushing her away. So he really didn't know what to do or what to say. He kind of just was like, when things got tough, it's confusing, peace.
But I did like that he kind of put it back on her where he was like, look, you kind of violated Klaus's trust.
I loved that moment.
And his friendship, because he doesn't open up to anyone and he opened up to you as a human and you're now trying to use that against him.
Isn't it the best when somebody who, like Vincent, who clearly doesn't like Klaus, is still standing up for him because he knows that Cammy is wrong in this situation.
Yes.
So even when Vincent's like, yo, Cammy, I don't even like this guy, but you clearly violated something here.
And I don't even picture Vincent as having a side, per se, because I think he's just kind of the wise guy who comes around and is like, look, you're going to complain to me about your problems. I'm going to actually be honest with you and not sugarcoat things for you like a friend would. I'm going to actually tell you, hey, that was kind of messed up what you did.
Do we think that Klaus will be able to get past this? If he is in love with Cammy, if Cammy is the person he wanted to end up with, or human Cammy, do we think that with a little time and space, he'll be able to forgive her? Or do you think that this is unforgivable?
I think he'll forgive her. I think in the end of everything, I'm hoping that this turns out in our favor with the originals and, you know, all things go smoothly at the end of the season. But I don't know. I think he'll forgive her. He's going to protect her from Aurora right now because now they know who actually has it, he's going to want to protect her.
Yeah, I think that no matter how angry he is at her, deep down he's always going to protect her because that's what he's been doing ever since he stepped foot in New Orleans.
I agree. I agree with that. I just, she can't go any further because then I will stop agreeing.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, is this the end of the line or is this just the beginning for her character?
I think that it was kind of a wake-up call at the end for her of like, hey, yeah, I did screw up.
Did you see her, though?
But did you think her apology was sincere?
No.
No?
No. I think she said, listen, I'm never going to be afraid of anybody ever again, no matter what it takes. So I'm sorry, but you should be sorry, too. By the way, when did I'm sorry but become a thing? You're either sorry, period, or you're not sorry. There is no such thing as I'm sorry but...
Millennials, am I right?
Oh,
oh my gosh.
They're the worst. Just kidding. Millennial, I'm proud of it.
Millennials.
Hey, didn't you see those dance moves? Call back. All right, a couple other things I wanted to talk about when we're talking about this white oak. Let's switch over to the witch side of things for a second. We've got poor little Davina, and I call her that. Oh.
Well, she accepted the deal.
She accepted the deal because she's in love with Cole, and she has a heart, and she is a Colvina shipper like the rest of us.
Well, you know, I'm a Colvina shipper, too, but I just... She accepted the deal. She has to know that there's going to be some things she's going to have to deal with.
So she does. She tries to deal with it. She's actually trying to be a sweet person, a good kid, and give Ariana... What was it called?
She was trying to make sure
that she would have a proper post life. Mm-hmm. And that was really sweet. She didn't even know her that well. But she said she helped me, and I'm just trying to do the right thing.
If you're part of the Strix coven, though, are the ancestors going to accept you, consecrated or not?
I don't know if the ancestors have a choice necessarily. It seemed to me like that was just where dead witches go, okay. And they can either choose to accept you down there or not, i.e., Cole.
Yeah, right. Well, because that's what I'm scared of, because these are witches who were already shunned from their covens. So now to go down there and be with them in like the eternal afterlife. Are they going to be treated like coal for the rest of their time? Because I'd rather just not be at peace or something. Like, don't consecrate me.
Where do you go if you're not at peace?
The other side.
It's
gone.
I know.
But Adele says hello.
Mm.
Oh my gosh, that'd be a great meme, guys.
She's called like probably 1,000 times.
Yeah, probably.
Mm. I just looked in the chat for Adele. Adele says hello, and I wasn't thinking...
I'm so happy Katie's back.
Yeah, speaking of being back, we're missing Donald tonight. Shout out to Donald Romain at Tigris Hobbs. We hope that you come and join us sometime soon. I'm sure what that will be. He's on the other side. Yeah, T, I call
Sorry,
on you.
I'm jumping around a little bit, but
That's
this
okay.
was something that kind of bothered me. Sorry, let me see on the board where we talk about this part. Okay, I'm going to go to the part where... Davina, kind of channels and goes into Klaus's house without him knowing, and him and Haley have that conversation.
Okay.
We'll talk about the conversation. My thing was when she did like the flashbacks and she could, or no, when she consecrated Ariana, sorry, Katie.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Using you as the dead body. She could see.
Of course you are.
Yeah. She could see what Ariana saw when she did that with Elijah. But the flashback she saw was something that happened after they did that.
No, no. What she was saying was, I got into her head, too, so I know her plan.
No, not that girl. When she did it with Ariana, the dead girl.
She put
her hand on her when she was consecrating her, and she saw all the flashes. And then she saw Klaus telling Elijah, it was just a little trinket that I made. And that happened at the very end of last week's episode, which was after... Ariana had gone into Elijah's mind. So Ariana never saw the object that was the white oak. She came out of that and was like, Elijah, you have a lot of darkness. There is a white horse in your future. But she never actually saw what the
object was. I think she did.
Was.
I think she did, because when Elijah comes to kill her, she says, you know that I know. And so that you've come to kill me.
But Elijah didn't even know at that point, like, what Klaus
then
had made.
How did she see that?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Maybe the fans know. Maybe you guys
whether she saw it in that moment or not.
She still knew.
I think that she had figured it out somehow, because otherwise he wouldn't have come to kill her.
I thought it was because she saw all the stuff in his head of, like, all the things he's done and all his secrets, and he couldn't have someone around who knew too much about him.
Well, maybe. Let's see what they think.
Yeah,
in the
maybe
chat,
you guys in the chat can chime in on this, because I was
interesting
just,
point though, T. Definitely interesting.
Because it was just a flashback to a scene that happened at the very end of last week's episode, which could not have been seen by Ariana. Mm. All I'm saying.
So while we're waiting on responses for that, I'm gonna call this girl, because I don't think they named her. I'm gonna call her Bitch Witch. How did you guys feel about Bitch Witch tonight? Because I think that this was just about one of the worst characters we've been introduced to on this show, which means that she did her job well.
Yeah. I hated her.
She was just awful.
Yeah, she was. I actually kind of laughed a little bit what happened to her in the end.
Really?
I did.
With Aurora?
Yeah. I was like, why would you ever think that it was going to go smoothly for
you? If Aya already lied to you once, don't trust someone else thinking that they're going to come around and help you. Like,
right?
That's not going to happen.
It was just everything she did.
Her name's Madison. Thanks, Nicholas Kelly.
Oh, does that mean I have to stop calling her that?
I mean,
ugh.
You do,
Madison.
You do.
Now she's humanized. Now she has a name. I just wanted to be mean to her. She had her backstory. She said she was poor. She said her mom was sick. But by the time she was done, her mom couldn't even look at her. What do you think she did? Just a whole bunch of...
Yeah. Because Aya just makes them do whatever she needs them to do.
I feel like I was with Davina in that moment when Davina says, I love Cole so much that I'm never going to do what you did, kind of thing. I believe that a little bit. I think that based on who Davina is, I can't see her ever going fully dark. How about you?
You know, I think now that, I know we're going to talk about this in a little bit, but now that Marcel is on the top, he's going to be able to watch over her a little bit, and maybe she won't go so dark or do such bad things because he'll be in charge.
T, how are you feeling over there?
Sorry, everyone in the chat still wants you to call her a bitch witch. Oh. Just saying.
I'm okay with that. I'm totally down with that.
What were you guys talking about? Sorry.
We're talking about Davina and whether or not Davina could get as dark as Bitch Witch did, or if Cole will keep her light.
I see her with the ability to go that dark. I don't think that she's going to get everything she expects, especially when she brings Cole back. There's some kind of catch with that where he might be back, but hey, you're never going to see him. Or he might be back, but he's not going to be the same person. Or what she has to do to get him back is going to change her so much that she's not the same person he used to know. And there's going to be some sort of off balance with them no matter what.
There's always a catch when you do stuff like that. Mm-hmm. When you're playing with the dead.
Magic comes with a price.
Yeah.
Tiana knows that from Once Upon a Time.
All right,
so when Davina does try to figure out what's going on and she gets into Ariana's mind, she sees the White Oak Horse. She then goes and she tries to be in Klaus's head and go to where Klaus is. She interrupts a conversation between Klaus and Haley. And my apologies to you guys out there that are clearly fans for us not mentioning this last week. We do try to represent all the ships across the board. We have very different opinions on this. But Clayley is a ship that I don't actually hate. I see why the fans are really attached to it. And it's definitely worth mentioning that there was a strong Clayley moment in tonight's episode. Davina took witness to it. It's Klaus and it's Haley, and they're talking about their child. And Haley's kind of complaining, and she's saying, like, basically, shush. Like,
this nap time.
It's nap time. I feel like there's not another woman in the entire world who can talk to him this way and have him not tear their head off. Maybe Cammy, but not even Cammy right now. So I did think this was a cool moment. Even if it's just as mom and dad, I like to see that they're arguing like normal people.
But did you notice how many times they said Cammy's name in that conversation?
Mm-hmm.
They said Cammy's name at least 10 times while they were going back and forth.
I think that was writing.
It was writing for
Davina.
It was writing for Davina, but it was very interesting considering Klaus's relationship with Cammy and then his relationship with Clayley and the Clamille fans and the Clayley fans, for them to be having a conversation that's supposed to be about their child, but then for them to drop in, like, Cammy's name a bunch of times when it wasn't really, like, a normal conversation with them, they wouldn't have said Cammy's name that much. It would have been once or twice, and then and then they would have used pronouns. She. Right. That's a pronoun, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you.
English. Yes. It's my first language. But, you know, it was one of those things where, like, man, why are they saying her name so much? And I wasn't even looking at the conversation because I had my head down taking notes, and I think that's why it really registered in my head. I was like, they said Cammy's name a lot. Just throwing that out there. It might have been subtle, and it might have been for story, but I think there's also, like, a cool juxtaposition.
Yeah. Speaking of Cammy, it was really interesting that Davina called Cammy at the end there. And she was the one who said, they're coming right now. And Cammy's like, oh, you're a little late, kiddo. We kind of saw her light side again when it came to Davina. And Davina's like, no, you don't get it. She's not working for the Strix anymore. Bitch Witch is working for. And then we see her with Aurora.
Dun, dun, dun!
Doesn't she know? Didn't Bitch Witch get the hint?
I mean, yeah, whatever. She deserved it because she was being a little bit...
Bitch Witch?
Yeah.
Katie says, yeah, I can't even say it. It was, I think, a really important, cool plot twist to have her go over to Aurora. I was not expecting that.
When she confronted Davina the second time and was like, you know something, and she said, I just want to get out of this coven, I was like, she's up to something, and I don't trust her. Mm. She's not really there with the Strix, because it was that one line where I was like, something's fishy going on.
Yeah, but you can't get out, right?
The only way out is through.
It's like a gang.
Yeah.
I know. It's tough.
Straight up.
So if
you gotta die to get out.
Yeah, so if she has a plan to get out, she's obviously up to something.
He's got crazy eyes right now.
That's my gangsta crazy eyes.
No. What about that conversation that Elijah and Klaus have at the end there where they're like, which one of us is Aurora coming for? I loved
it.
What was this quote that he said? You broke her heart, I broke her mind. That's what Elijah says about Aurora.
She had a little bit of a broken mind to begin with, I'm thinking, though, because she's just crazy.
I think something that they're not taking into consideration is that she has now made 7 bullets. Yeah. 7. So she's not coming for either or. I think she's coming for both.
She's...
And then I think that if Cole comes up, I think she's coming for him. And if Finn comes up, I think she's coming for him. I think Rebecca's the only one she's not going for. And until her sire line breaks... And then she's going for Rebecca, too.
Yeah,
pretty much. Because right now, Rebecca's the only one she can't go for.
Yep.
Is she a part of this whole breaking the sire?
I don't think she's a part of that plan. That was the Aya.
Unless she's working with Lucien.
I don't think she's working with anybody. Well.
Where is Lucien?
Well, they were together the last time, remember? They were. He took her.
Yeah, but I don't think she is mentally with anybody. I think she is with herself.
Right, but... Working alongside, does he have a plan to break the sire line? He must.
Well, we know somebody has a plan to break the sire line, and that is Aya.
Before we say that real quick, because it was mentioned in here, Cole, and the mention of what's going on with him.
Oh, absolutely.
In the,
in the witch purgatory.
Yeah, that's the one.
I am scared crapless for Cole. When Ariana comes back to tell Davina, like, yo, get your man out of here. Davina, listen. Now I'm like, I don't care what you have to do. Oh my God, please, Cole.
But
Vina.
Cole didn't want her affiliated with the Strix.
I know, but she's got to get him out. He was bruised.
Something bad's gonna happen.
It's worse than death.
Just to play a little devil's advocate. Mm-hmm. It's not like he was the best human being or vampire on the face of the earth.
He was so amazing to Davina, though.
Maybe he's down there. Getting the repercussions of his actions. I'm not saying I agree that he should be down there suffering. And yes, he did change when Davina got into his life. Probably about 900 years too late. But he is a different person. He's had, one whole year of being a good person versus the other hundreds of years being a horrible person. So I'm just saying that it's not necessarily like the worst thing for someone that terrible. But I love Cole and I want him back.
Hey, Colvina fans. Sicker.
No! Because I said I'm Colvina. I'm just saying that.
No. Tia, I'm just
kidding.
Just
saying that.
I know you're Colvina. I know. I think that we all want Cole and Davina together, but I agree. He does, if he is paying for things, it's things that he deserves to be paying for. Unfortunately, he might not make it through that.
Yeah. So, and let me say that all the Michelsons kind of deserve a lot of repercussions for all of their actions.
It's something worse than death, so I don't think he's going to die down there, though. He's already dead.
I don't think he could.
Yeah.
He's just being tortured, which is worse.
Yeah.
Maybe. All right, let's move on. Let's go over to our friends, the Strix. all right. This Elijah Aya story, last week, we heard that it was previewed on our show that there was going to be an Elijah Aya storyline a little bit, and that we were going to see about their history. How did you guys feel knowing that they were romantically involved and to that extent?
I don't know. I kind of thought we might get a little bit more of the history, but I feel like learning about what she felt betrayed by Elijah, and she felt like, oh, he'll do anything for his family, and he just left us to be slaughtered by his father. That's why she joined Tristan. You know, I understand where she's coming from, but I also think, well, you just joined this crazy Tristan. How can you just join him so easily?
You also ditched Tristan so quickly. Like, Aya left his side after she then gave this whole speech about how she loved him so much that he saved her.
Right.
So I'm with you. I don't know. It was confusing to me. T, how did you feel about the Aya, Tristan, Elijah trio?
It was interesting to me that she didn't go with Elijah when he said, come run away with me, and then sort of the 360 flip she'd had. But I want to know more of what Tristan was saying to her to kind of mind wash her into believing that Elijah was this terrible person, because there had to be, because she was in love with him, she knew him, she was so heartbroken that he left, and then he pounced on her weakness.
Here's what I was thinking too, when she said, this guy will do anything for his family, he'll never have our backs, whatever. Tristan does anything for Aurora, you know? So it's like, if Aya had any family, we don't know that about her, she would probably do anything for them too. I don't think it's a fault that they're going to do anything for their family.
Katie, as Elijah, how did you feel about the moment when Elijah told Haley about Aya?
You know, there's always going to be a history that everybody has in their past. But
especially when you've got 1,000 years of past.
Exactly. And I think Haley was a little bit, I don't know if jealous is the right word, but she just, you know.
She was inquisitive.
She wants to know about it. Mm-hmm. I would want to know, too. You know, she's got the feelings for him that are deep down, and she's got, you know, Jackson. She's probably still mourning that. I would still be mourning that, too. Her husband recently died.
Yeah, I get that. So you didn't feel that she was too jealous, more just, like, trying to figure out what the tea was.
Yeah, I don't know if jealous is the right word. There might be a little bit of going that way. She wants to know about it, but I do still see them in the future, Elijah and Haley, and I don't think Elijah has any more feelings for Aya.
T, what are your actual friends doing right now?
Oh,
the people in the chat that she likes way better.
Some of them
us.
Are giving me crap because of what I said
about Colvina.
Yeah,
no, she's Team Colvina.
I'm
we have to support her.
Definitely Team Colvina.
She's under the umbrella.
You know, there's a lot of someone who died whose name I'm not mentioning because I said I wasn't going to mention it anymore. Being dead and how, you know, rub that in my face a little bit. But you know what? I'm a bigger person. I can handle it.
I'm sorry. I'll say it. I miss Jackson so much. I really do.
Yeah.
And I love that Haley mentioned him tonight. Like, hope misses Jackson. I like that we're keeping his memory alive. The show does that really well.
They do that well with a lot of the characters that kind of pass away. Because
there's a lot of them.
There's a lot.
Yeah. What about this fight for the script? The fight between Elijah and Aya, and then what Marcel did jumping in.
I was so happy that Marcel jumped in, because the whole time I was thinking, well, when Elijah was reading the script, I was like, oh, he's going to announce that Marcel's going to take over. It's going to be so great.
Same.
And he was like, it's me.
And I was like, no, wait.
Oh, really? You guys thought he was going to say Marcel at that point?
Yeah because kinda. I knew that they were working together still.
You knew?
Yes. He's a double agent. I don't lose my faith in Marcel yet.
That's good. I sometimes get worried.
Me
but
too.
Then I get excited when he's still on our team, but... I mean, I knew Elijah was going to say, it's me. Because he started the whole thing.
I'm the most worried now because Aya's approached Marcel and said that she can break sire lines. If Marcel can break sire lines, Klaus is not safe.
I mean, he did find that out after, but...
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Now I'm worried because there's always going to be something.
Well, I think they're always trying to mess with us about Marcel, and then he's always on our side, but then one day he's not going to be on our side anymore.
But here's the thing, guys. No matter what... Marcel can feel like an outcast from that family and like he doesn't belong, but no matter what, he has loyalty to them because they raised him. They are his family. That is his brother slash dad. Like, that is his group. And I don't think that anything, he might want them to go away and leave his city. I do not believe that Marcel will ever kill Elijah or Klaus.
Or Rebecca.
Yeah.
And if we remember, because I always think of Elijah, of Marcel and Klaus having the stronger bond. But remember, we learned all about his bond with Elijah and how Elijah made him think that he didn't want him anymore because he wanted Klaus to feel like he was needed so much. Mm-hmm. So Elijah has all the feels for Marcel, loves him so much. I thought this was really cool to see them cheers at the end and have that moment. That was really sweet.
It was a really good performance that they put on. I mean, he had his hand in his chest about to pull out Marcel's heart.
I know.
That was the only time I got a little nervous, but deep down I was like, they clearly have to be working. Together. Marcel's not turning his back on them, and I was so happy that it turned into a game of cunning. Because as soon as they said the word cunning, I was like, ooh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Like, who's going to out-trick who? And that's more exciting for me to watch than them throw each other around a ring.
Marcel was good at that in the very beginning when he joined the Strix, too.
Mm.
He knew what was going on.
And I miss Marcel in general just having power. Like, when he says tonight, this is my city because I took it. Remember when we first came to the original season one and Marcel was the big threat to the originals?
Mm-hmm.
That was so cool. He was on equal playing field then. So
he was a little bitter back then, too, about them leaving and running away and just running from the father. And, you know, he took over the city. I think he's right that he knows it all. He knows the city in and out. And he's got people that respect him and love him and... I don't know. I kind of like him.
And I love their conversation at the end between Marcel and Elijah when he was like, did you really have to put your hand, like, on my heart? He's like, I was in character. Yeah. It just, you know, it just happened. And I just love that kind of banter and seeing them together.
I completely agree. Any other thoughts on tonight's episode before we get to some predictions?
Well, I have some fun facts about the episode. If you want me to rattle them off real quickly.
I do. Cool.
So Julie Fleck did some stuff for Entertainment Weekly, and she just talks about the moment where Klaus tries to attack the witch, bitch witch, but instead slams into the barrier was inspired by a video of a gorilla at the zoo trying to escape. She put a link to the video. I'll tweet it out later. It's pretty funny to see where that inspiration came from.
Yeah, I love when they find inspiration in the zoo or weird places.
Weird places like that. Also, at one point, there were 5 full flashback scenes in the episode, and they only aired about 5% of what was shot. She said, it's a very long story, but suffice it to say, the season 3 DVD will be chock full of never-before-seen footage from this episode.
So is this more about Aya's
It's more
background?
About Aya and Elijah. So when you guys were talking about that, I was like, ooh, I can't wait to tell them that later.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting, right? Mm. And the last little bit is they had a casting switch at the last minute, and you might have caught it or you might not have. But Madison, the bitch witch, was originally played by Switched at Birth's Vanessa Morano. When they watched the episode, they realized they needed to shoot 2 new scenes to flesh out her character better. But she had started back on her show, so they couldn't get her back in Atlanta in time for the air date. So they had to recast the witch with...
Between when and when? Last week and this week?
No, in this episode. In this episode.
She was played by 2 different actors
episode. Yeah, and they put the new actress Rebecca, they put her into scenes that Vanessa used to be in. So if you watch closely, you can still see the back of Vanessa's head in certain shots. So they had a complete casting switch in the middle of the episode.
But when we see her face, it's all the new
one. It's all the new girl. They had to reshoot some of the scenes, but they still had to use some of the angles from the original girl.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So there's your fun facts for today.
That's the tea from tea.
The tea from tea.
You should have a podcast called that.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to start one.
The tea from tea.
Roxy says yay. All right, guys, let's get to some predictions. All right.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
We know that the brothers next week are trying to kill Aurora. That's what we see. Yes, Zach! What do you guys think?
She's going to try to kill them.
Yeah.
She's got the bullets.
Definitely. We saw her with the gun, so... Yeah, if somebody tried to kill me, I guess I'd try to kill them back. Seems only fair.
I just don't want... I don't like Aurora.
Katie, you have to do it while you rap to the song, though.
What do I do? Oh,
I don't like Aurora. Yeah, good. All right, T, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking that it's going to be a lot harder for Aurora to kill them with these little bullets because you can shoot at them, but unless you actually get them straight in the heart, I don't think one bullet's going to be enough to put them down type of thing. But maybe it is.
I thought you were just about to start rapping with the rest of the sentence.
Oh, all right. Now that we got the lights going in here, it's a real full-blown club. Any other predictions before we get out of here, guys?
Some people in the chat are saying that next week is the crossover episode, but I think that's episode 14, guys. Correct me if I'm wrong. We're only on 12, but I do think that we might see a lot more of Cole coming up.
Ooh, hashtag Colbina drink, hashtag Claire Lime drink. All right, guys.
Jack the drink!
Oh, my God. Until next week, where can everybody keep up with you, Katie?
You guys can find me on Twitter at KatieEECampbell. That's Katie with three E's Campbell. Instagram at KatieCampbell13 and YouTube.com/KatieCampbellOnline. I have a vlog.
How about you, T?
You can find me on Twitter at TheTianaHobson. Instagram and chat, Snapchat are my favorite grandmas.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was. I don't know. Rhyming's not my specialty.
Wait, what did you rhyme grandmas with?
I don't know.
Instagram. on a high note, let's just do the dance move again. Ready? We're doing the wave one more time. Drive her home.
It's coming back. It's coming back.
I can't do it. I need lessons with that.
You guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Strider. You can find us at AfterBuzz TV, AfterBuzzTV.com, YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTV, on iTunes, on SoundCloud, and here next week. Same time, same place.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Good night, everyone.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.